What if a year from now, you're ringing in the new year from your dream vacation home? Today, we're breaking down exactly how to make that vision a reality and sharing the 5 resolutions you need to make to turn your wish of someday into a plan and a purchase in 2026. What if your 401k came with a fire pit and a lake view? That's the question that inspired it all. I'm Katie Klein, and living in New York City meant buying a home felt impossible. So I decided to flip the script and buy my second home first. When I'm not there, it doubles as a short-term rental, covering its costs, building equity, and even turning a profit. And best of all, it gives me a place to vacation for free. What 401k can do that? Every week, join me as we hear from real people who've done the same and experts who can help you do it too. If you thought owning any home, let alone a second one, was out of reach, this is the show for you. This is Second Home First. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Second Home First. I'm your host, Katie Klein, and I am so glad you're here. Thanks for tuning in, and even more, Happy New Year. I have always been someone who loves New Year's Eve. Not for the glitzy parties, those days are sadly behind me, but for the resolutions. To me, the new year is a blank page full of promise and potential, as am I within it. It's practically a second Christmas for us type A list-making eldest daughters, a holiday that encourages us to set and tackle goals with color-coded determination. So I want you to picture this. It's a year from now. It's the end of 2026. You're not ringing in the new year from your apartment or squeezed inside of a cramped, overpriced bar where you can't even hear yourself think. No, you're toasting the new year from your very own vacation home. Maybe there's a fire going. Maybe there's snow falling outside. Maybe your kids are asleep down the hall, or your friends are in the kitchen making a charcuterie board, or maybe, just maybe, it's just you finally exhaling, finally relaxing, and feeling that satisfaction of I did it. You didn't just make a resolution, you followed through on it. And now you're closing out the year in a place that didn't even exist for you 12 months ago. Today's episode is all about how to make that vision a reality. Not someday, not in 5 years, not when life slows down, because spoiler alert, we all know it never does, but starting now with an eye towards 2026. Today, I'm sharing 5 resolutions that will help you get that much closer to buying your dream vacation home this coming year. Little steps, big shifts, and all of them doable. To go even deeper, I'm hosting a free live webinar called Make 2026 the Year You Buy a Vacation Home. The link is in the show notes, and I hope to get to see you there. And while you're in the show notes, grab the free starter guide, which outlines the first 5 steps you need to take to bring you closer to buying your dream vacation home in the year ahead. Now, when I bought my first vacation home, I did not have a master plan. I just wanted a place for my family to gather in a destination that I loved. I thought of all the memories we would make together there, and I hoped that maybe, just maybe, we'd be able to offset some of our costs by renting it out on sites like Airbnb and Vrbo when we weren't there. But we didn't just offset some of our costs. We covered all of them. And then we actually profited on top of that. So while I didn't have a master plan when we purchased our first vacation home, I honestly feel like I tripped into the world's best investment strategy. And that was lucky. But you, on the other hand, get to do this with intention, with the roadmap that I wish I had had. That's what these resolutions are. They're your next step. And when you do them, even imperfectly, the entire dream starts feeling a lot less impossible. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. You finally bought your dream vacation home. Now what? Your goal is for it to pay for itself, but between managing bookings, guest messages, and cleaners, it can feel like a full-time job. That's where Lodgify comes in. Lodgify is a comprehensive vacation rental platform that makes it easy to manage and market your second home, even if you're just getting started. From syncing your calendar across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com to automating payments and guest communication, Lodgify simplifies it all. It's built for beginners and comes with free one-on-one onboarding to help you get up and running fast. To make your second home start working for you, visit the link in the show notes and use code SHF20, that's S as in second, H as in home, F as in first, 20, to receive an additional 20% off their yearly and bi-yearly plans. If you're listening to the show, I know making memories with family and friends is super important to you. And that's why I'm excited to introduce you to Flightographer. Flightographer connects travelers with local photographers in more than 350 destinations around the world. But it's more than just a photo shoot. It's a way to capture meaningful memories and experience a place through a local's lens. When I look back on past Flightographer photo shoots I've done, I don't just see pictures, but special moments preserved. I remember the feeling of that day and the story behind every shot. Whether you're celebrating a milestone birthday, a family vacation, or a special getaway to your second home, Flightographer is there to capture the moments you never want to forget. To book your own Flightographer shoot, visit the link in the show notes and use code SHF25, that's S as in second, H as in home, F as in first, 25, to get $25 off your first shoot. And now back to the show. So let's kick off with resolution number one. Drumroll, please. Talk to a mortgage lender. Most people think they need to save for years before they could ever possibly afford a vacation home. But the biggest mindset shift you can make is simple. Stop assuming you can't afford it. It's like those stories you hear about people who put off going to the doctor because they're worried the doctor is going to tell them they're sick. I know I used to feel this way. I remember meeting with a financial advisor really early in my career. I was barely making any money. I was buried in a mountain of student debt. And there was a part of me that was embarrassed to be there, to be meeting with this financial advisor in the first place, to be taking up his time when I assumed that he had more important people to be dealing with, more wealthy people to be dealing with. But you know what came out of that meeting with him? A deeper understanding of my financial picture, a deeper understanding of how to tackle debt, of how to set up my budget, of how to think about my finances holistically. Burying our heads in the sand doesn't change the diagnosis. So instead, reach out to a lender and get the numbers. And if that lender speaks down to you or makes you feel like you're not worthy of having that conversation with them, well, then guess what? That's not the lender for you. That was actually a worthwhile conversation. You know you're not going to work with that person. But I would bet the likelihood of that happening is really low. So really, what's the worst that can happen? You talk to a lender and you find out you're not quite ready yet. Okay, I bet they probably told you what you could do or what you could improve upon to get ready in the new year. Maybe you need to increase your credit score. Maybe you need to hit a target number in your savings account. Maybe you need to adjust your budget or simply look in a different price range, maybe in a different place. Information is power. Guessing, or even worse, assuming, keeps us stuck. For example, did you know that most lenders only require 10% down for a second home loan? You don't need 20 to 25% down as you would for an investment property, as long as you plan to use the home for your own personal use. And while you're at it, talking to a lender that is, get two more quotes. I really swear by the rule of three for most things in life. Different lenders have different rules, different products, and wildly different interpretations of guidelines from time to time. The difference between lender A and lender B can literally be thousands of dollars sometimes. So that is resolution number one. Talk to a lender. Better yet, talk to three lenders and let the numbers guide your next step. Moving on to resolution number two, decide where you want to buy. You know you want to own a vacation home, but you're not sure exactly where you want it to be. Do you want it to be on the coast or in the mountains, maybe the countryside? Choosing the right spot can feel really overwhelming, and getting it wrong can cost you time, money, stress. That's not what we're trying to do here by any means. Some people know exactly where they want to buy their dream vacation home. That was my case with my first property in Lake George. My husband and I had been camping there every summer since we had first started dating. We would bring our dog, we would barbecue, we would swim in the lake. It was a place that held really sentimental value to the two of us. But inevitably, at some point during every camping trip, when I was cold and missing modern conveniences like, I don't know, indoor plumbing, for example, or heat, I would think to myself, wouldn't it be nice to own a house here someday? So of course, when it came time to buy my dream vacation home, Lake George topped my list. For my in-laws, it would be very similar. They have been vacationing in a place called York Beach, Maine, since they were children. When they got married and they had children of their own, they continued to go there. And now that our grandkids have joined the crew, we all go there, a three-generation family every single summer. So if they were doing this exercise, I'm sure they would definitely pick York Beach, Maine. But that's not the case for everyone. Not everyone has a location that immediately pops to mind. Maybe you're excited to take this first step onto the property ladder, but you don't know exactly where you want to do so. Or perhaps you already own your home, but you want to invest in a second property, one that builds equity and ideally generates a profit while someone else pays your mortgage, but you haven't considered exactly where that would be. On both the Second Home First podcast and in the Second Home First newsletter, I explained my favorite way to make this decision, the good old sticky note exercise. It's something I turn to time and again to help me sort through all of the jumbled mess inside of my head. It helps me really determine what I actually want. I'll put both links in the show notes. And I strongly encourage you, as part of resolution number two, to go ahead and do the sticky note exercise yourself to really give yourself clarity around where you want your dream vacation home to be. Now, once you've completed the sticky note exercise, you want to feed the criteria that came out of that into Google or ChatGPT and start building a short list of possible towns and locations that meet your desires, but don't narrow down your list too much, not yet anyway. You might need a plan B or a plan C for your destination. And here are some reasons why. First of all, this will be no surprise, price. If you are looking for a commutable beach destination outside of New York City, the Hamptons could easily top your list. But if the price point isn't in line with your budget, it's not going to be the right fit for you. Second, can the destination support your personal goals? If you haven't done so already, I strongly encourage you to take the Vacation Home Owner Archetype Quiz. I'll include this in the show notes as well. It will also be on the starter kit download that's in the show notes too. This is really going to help you identify if you are a first dibber, a sweet spotter, or a profit maximizer, which essentially means what are your goals in owning your vacation home? If you're focused on profit, but the destination that tops your shortlist doesn't have enough tourism demand to meet your money goals, it's probably not the place for you. And that's when you can go to plan B. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Finding the right cleaning team has been absolutely crucial to the success of my second homes. They're my eyes and ears on the property when I'm not there, spotting issues early, keeping standards high, and helping me wow guests time and again. But finding someone local you actually trust? That wasn't always easy, until I found Turno. Turno connects you with vetted cleaners who understand the demands of short-term rentals in your specific market. Their app makes everything simple, from auto-scheduling your cleans to photo and video checklists that ensure your property looks exactly the way you want, and even automatic payments after each clean is completed. Click the link in the show notes to check out Turno and get $25 off your first cleaning. Interior design is one of my favorite parts of buying a second home. I love creating a beautiful space. But let's be honest, staying on budget, managing orders, tracking deliveries, and juggling countless retailers can get overwhelming fast, which is why so many hosts turn to Manoan. With Manoan, you can shop more than 180 brands you love all in one place. That's brands like Crate & Barrel, Samsung, Anthropologie, Article, Casper, and so many more. They give you access to better-than-trade pricing, something typically reserved for professional designers, allowing you to save on every purchase. They keep every order, delivery, and receipt organized in one clean dashboard. And the best part, there's no membership fee, no subscription, no catch, just a streamlined approach with big savings. Once your second home is set up, Manoan can even make it shoppable. Your place basically becomes a four-walled influencer. So after guests spend a weekend obsessing over your couch or those sheets or that coffee maker, they can scan your QR code and order the exact same item for their own home. You earn a commission, no extra work required. To furnish smarter, visit Manoan.com/secondhome to sign up and receive a free $25 in credit. When I was finally ready to rent out my vacation home, I had no idea what to charge guests. Thankfully, that's when I found Price Labs, a dynamic pricing tool that helps me automate pricing like a pro. It's simple. Price Labs uses real-time data to automatically adjust my rates based on local demand, nearby events, and booking trends. It's easy to use, lets me set my own minimum and maximum prices, and keeps my pricing smart and competitive without any manual work. If you want your vacation home to pay for itself or even turn a profit, you need Price Labs to help you get the most from every booking. Visit the link in the show notes and enter code SECONDHOMEFIRST, all one word, for a 30-day free trial plus $10 off your first invoice. And now back to the show. Third, competition. You're going to want to research existing rentals in your dream area to help you determine how easy or difficult or costly it's going to be to stand out to prospective travelers. And based on what you find, you might choose to switch locations. And fourth and finally, regulations, which leads us to our third resolution. Resolution number three, check local regulations. So you've done the last exercise, you have your short list, now you need to check regulations. If you're dreaming of owning a vacation home that pays for itself, it is one thing you absolutely cannot ignore. Regulations can vary street by street. You cannot rely on someone saying, well, my agent said it's fine, or, well, my neighbor rents theirs, or, but I saw other listings on Airbnb. No. We need to know where to look and how to decipher the rules in order to understand if it's legal to rent there. But doing that, knowing where to look and deciphering the rules, can be really, really hard. First, you need to figure out who's in charge. And that can be a handful of municipalities, from the village to the town to the county and beyond. Then it's about finding the rules, which are unfortunately not all in one central place, and they are also constantly evolving. You need to also be aware of the sentiment towards vacation rentals in your ideal location, because you don't want to make a big investment and then have the rules change on you. I've created a due diligence checklist and a due diligence worksheet to guide you through the process step by step, both free and linked in the show notes. And I also did a full podcast episode dedicated to regulations, as well as a Substack. So I'll include those in the show notes too, for when you're ready to tackle this resolution. Understanding the rules and regulations will be the difference between owning a vacation home that pays for itself and one that becomes a very expensive hobby. And if you find out that vacation rentals are not allowed in your dream market, or that they're heavily regulated, think caps on the number of nights that you're allowed to rent, that's okay. As we said, knowledge is power. So knowing that will allow you to go back to your shortlist and look elsewhere. Next, let's talk about resolution number four, talk to a real estate agent. You need an expert in your corner. And now that you know exactly what you're looking for and where you want it to be, it's time to reach out to the pros. A conversation with an agent will help you understand what exists, what it costs, and how competitive the market is. Most importantly, you need to make sure you're not working with just any agent, but the right agent. But how do you know that? How do you identify if an agent is right for you? Well, first, I like to start by looking at agents that represent the for sale properties that have been catching my eye. That tells me they're connected to the right sellers, and maybe an off-market deal will be possible. It also tells me that they've been on the seller's side for some hot listings, and they'll know exactly how fast they sold and at what price. And that knowledge will make them a better negotiator for me while also helping me to level set my expectations. Second, I would ideally want someone who personally invests in short-term rentals or vacation rentals. They'll understand the regulations and the nuances of what you're looking for versus a primary home buyer. They'll also be able to introduce you to their network, lawyers, lenders, inspectors, contractors, and so much more, which will be an invaluable resource to you along the way. One quick side story here, just to illustrate this point. My first vacation rental in Lake George is a beautiful chalet style building, which you have to drive about 3 minutes through the trees on a gravel driveway to get to. It is quintessential vacation. Talk about an arrival experience. However, if I was a primary home buyer, that's probably not a property that I'd be interested in. And very similar, our vacation rental, our vacation home in the Finger Lakes is also down a gravel path that you have to drive about 6 minutes through, going through vineyards with views of the lake. It is absolutely incredible. And again, for my guests or for myself and my family, when we arrive, there is nothing that screams I'm on vacation more than driving through vineyards and looking at water. But again, this probably wouldn't be a home that could be of interest to a primary home buyer. Potentially it could be, but when you are working with an agent, you really want someone who's going to understand your needs specifically. Every realtor can open a door, but you need the right realtor who can open doors that others can't. And now for our final New Year's resolution to get you that much closer to owning your dream vacation home in 2026, it's resolution number 5, start touring homes, even if you're not ready yet. Maybe from the first 4 resolutions, you've decided that you're not ready yet. You have more saving to do, or the regulations weren't right, or any combination of information that you found. But that's okay. I'm still suggesting that you start to tour homes anyway. And why do I suggest this? Well, this is where everything really starts to feel real. It starts to feel possible. You don't need to wait until you're ready to start looking. You need to start looking in order to get ready. Going to see listings shows you what you want and what you don't, what exists and what's rare. You begin building familiarity with the market so that when the right home comes along, you just know. Let me give you a personal example. My husband and I knew that we wanted to buy a home in the Finger Lakes. We visited the area twice to explore the destination, familiarize ourselves with towns and lakes, and yes, of course, to tour some homes. We made a handful of lowball offers that didn't get accepted, and that is okay. Each time, it was a test of the market to really learn how fast do things sell, or how far above or below list price are they selling for. So when what is now our property in the Finger Lakes hit the market, I was about 1 month postpartum with our son, our second child. And the Finger Lakes is far from us. It's about a 5-hour drive each way. We knew from looking on Zillow, from looking on Google Maps, from knowing the area, from visiting so much, that this was the right property for us. And we already had a realtor in the area that we trusted. So he did a FaceTime tour of the house for us to show us the property. And we did something that might sound a little crazy, but we submitted an offer essentially sight unseen, if you don't count that FaceTime tour, because we had had our offers declined so often in the past that we thought, do we really want to drive 5 hours each way with a 1-month-old and a 3-year-old? to just have our offer rejected didn't really sound like a great use of our time. So we submitted that offer because we had so much information about what was on the market, what things were selling for, how quickly they were going for, that we felt really confident in doing so. Lucky for us, that offer was accepted. And we were able to snag this property for such a great deal because we were able to move fast and we knew the value in the area. I felt confident that I knew it was a great deal, but when our appraisal came back at $20,000 more than we were paying for the property, I felt like I had full confirmation in that moment. Looking brings clarity. Clarity brings confidence. So there you have it. The five resolutions you're making in 2026 to make this the year that you buy your dream vacation home. Talk to a mortgage lender. Decide where you want to buy, check the regulations, talk to a real estate agent, and start touring homes. None of these steps require perfection, only effort. And if you want support, direction, and a clear framework to follow, I am hosting a live webinar, Make 2026 the Year You Buy a Vacation Home. We are going to cover the exact four-step framework I used to find, furnish, and finance my own vacation homes, why you would want to buy your second home first, and how to make your vacation home pay for itself while giving you a place to vacation for free. The link is in the show notes. And I want to leave you with this. That future you that we envisioned at the beginning of this episode, the one who is by the fire, watching the snowfall, surrounded by those that they love, well, they are counting on you to take the first step now. Let's make 2026 the year you buy your dream vacation home. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening to Second Home First. If you liked what you heard today, be sure to sign up for my free weekly newsletter at buyyoursecondhomefirst.com, where I share the simple four-step strategy to help you do the same. If you have a minute to subscribe, rate, or review the show, or even send a favorite episode to a friend, that would mean the absolute world to me. And if you want to be a guest on the show, have a question you want answered, or a topic you think I should cover, send me a note at hello@buyyoursecondhomefirst.com or on social media at @buyyoursecondhomefirst. I personally read and respond to every single message. Once again, I'm your host, Katie Klein, and I can't wait to see you all again next week. The content shared on Second Home First is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult a licensed financial advisor before making any investment or financial decisions.